information on Argentina. Out and out wholesale mayhem. In short, everybody said, in an avuncular sort of way, that going to Argentina was an absurd notion and, under such circumstances, quite out of the question. Nobody in their right mind would dream of going. This, of course, was exactly what I wanted to hear and all the encouragement I needed. I was offered the post of assistant master with residential responsibilities, but the terms of my contract were not terribly promising. The college would pay for one return flight, conditional on my staying for a full academic year. My UK superannuation would be paid and I would be remunerated in local currency. What that would be worth in terms of buying power locally, the headmaster couldn't say because of the prevailing economic shambles. However, I would be paid in accordance and commensurately with the other teaching staff. While I was resident in the college, food and lodging would be provided. That was it. I made sure I had enough money in the bank to buy a return flight from Buenos Aires in the event of an emergency, and my bank arranged with a branch of Banco de Londres y America del Sur in Buenos Aires that I could draw on funds in London should the need arise. But I didn't care about money. I was on my way, about to indulge that spirit of adventure I'd felt as a boy, to embark on a quest to seek my destiny, that fortune would assign me a